Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In just a few hours, former FBI Director James Comey is expected before the Senate Intelligence Committee to detail conversations with President Trump he says made him deeply uneasy. Comey has already filed with the Senate an account of those conversations in which Comey says, after pressured to do so, he told Mr. Trump he was not under investigation. But Comey also confirmed Trump tried to get him to drop the FBI investigation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and insisted on Comey's personal loyalty to the president. Among those keeping a close eye on all this is former U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Donald Stern. After reading the Comey filing, Stern says he has many concerns.
You know, the first is basically he wanted a loyalty test, and this was after Jim Comey said, "You have my honesty. That's what I owe you. I'm going to be always honest with you." The president said he asked Director Comey to see his way clear to let Flynn go. Comey said that he kept that information, the president's statements, from the team that was involved in the investigation so as not to, quote, infect them. And I interpret that to mean that it was pressured by the president.
Given what you just said and the file testimony that we have, assuming the file testimony becomes part of the official record, does it provide the smoking gun at this point? Is it enough for obstruction of justice?
You know, it's hard to know because you have to look at it in context. I don't know whether Comey is going to say what he thinks the president's intent was. That's sort of the big question, the bottom line question. My guess is that Bob Mueller, who's been appointed a special counsel, will have asked him not to fill in the gaps. And it's a little bit legally complicated because, you know, he is the president. He does have authority over the Department of Justice and the FBI.
What else do you hope gets answered today beyond what we already think we're going to hear?
Jim Comey is a little bit unpredictable, but also clearly has a flair for compelling testimony. So I think he's going to be pressed on a couple of things. One is, what do you think the president was trying to do? And I think he's also going to be pressed on, what impact did this have on you? You, Jim Comey, as director of the FBI, in terms of the course of the investigation and in terms of what you understood to be the independent role of the FBI.
Given the file testimony, do you think that anything else of substance probably won't be said until the Senate and Mr. Comey go into private closed-door session?
Well, you know, I think the details of the underlying investigations will not be discussed. You know, it's pretty clear that that's an ongoing, active set of investigations.
Let me ask you this. Put this into historic perspective, if you would. Former National Intelligence Director James Clapper has said that he thinks this Russian election probe and all the fallout are more concerning than Watergate, that Watergate pales in comparison. From what we know at this point today, what's your view?
I tend to agree with that. You know, whenever you look at, and again, I'm not going to say that obstruction, the crime of obstruction was committed, but it's clear the president was, at the very least, strongly encouraging, if not ordering, but let's say strongly encouraging Comey to shut down the at least a portion of the investigation. The underlying investigation has to do with something that it's hard to overestimate the importance, and that is a foreign government tampering with and interfering with a democratic election in a free country. The underlying issue here, the underlying investigation, strikes me, goes to the heart of democracy.
Donald Stern, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Happy to do it, Bob.
Donald Stern is a former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts and is managing director of corporate monitoring for Affiliated Monitors, Incorporated, which services a wide range of regulated industries.